Moncrief on News Talk.
Did it ever happen to you that you just weren't thinking and left yourself stuck? You get into the car still wearing your pyjamas, or you blurt out at work that you've got diarrhoea. We've all done it. News Talk's I'm Sure I Had My Pants On This Morning correspondent Henry McKean has been out gathering such stories. Good afternoon, Henry.
Sean, we've all been there. I know there was a lad without, you know, talking, people still having their lunch. He got caught short and it went everywhere. And
oh,
he was
God.
At his girlfriend's house and it was quite messy.
Having dinner with the family.
He just didn't make it to the loo in time and it was a number two. And it was
oh,
it was awful. And he needed to ask for help. So they had to give him. So it does happen. People.
Plus, also the reflection on our mother's cooking as well.
The mother was there, and absolutely.
Are they still together?
No.
Okay.
And the story gets even stranger. But I'll. Yeah,
ooh,
will
really?
I tell you?
Yes.
It was my ex's ex.
That's okay.
My ex's ex. I know that's a bit complicated.
Yes.
But my ex's ex. He got really caught short, and he was there for dinner. And
the poor fella.
There was a lot of, substance.
Was it their first time meeting him?
No, they had met. I think they were going out just for a short time. But it happens. Sometimes you just lose control of your bowels.
Well, that's true.
Like it could happen right now in the studio.
Yeah.
It's true.
And especially in an area like this, with like virtually no air conditioning in it.
Oh.
We could gas each other to death.
You'd need to get in, is it not Rentokil? Who does the industrial cleaning? An industrial cleaner.
Those people who clean up crime scenes.
Yes.
You'd probably have to do that.
That's what that would be.
And we were discussing
this. Sorry.
That went off in an odd direction. We haven't even started yet.
But it's getting caught short. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
And not just poo.
No.
It could be anything. It could be passports. It could be, at the airport. It could be anything at all. It could be nakedness. Or it could be Sean Reedy, our producer here, who got caught short with a pair of trousers this morning.
So this morning, before work, I went to the gym. And I had a shower after, and I was getting ready to come straight from the gym into work. And when I opened my gear bag, I realized that, now, what I call pants, I've become to realize after no other people refer to them as pants.
So you left your pants, as in you had no boxer shorts on?
No, I actually meant to say my jeans.
Oh, your trousers.
I left my trousers. So I left my trousers at home. So I was standing there maybe about a half an hour before I was due to go into work with no trousers to wear into the office. So I had to run all the way back home, find a pair of trousers, and then get back into the office before work started. I ended up being a half an hour late for work today.
So you got caught out?
I got really badly caught out today, but it was my own laziness, because last night I normally pack my bag before I go to bed, and I didn't do it last night, and this morning I just jumped up and threw everything into a gear bag, and I realised I forgot. I remembered my pants, but I forgot my jeans.
There you go. Sean Reedy there, who forgot his jeans, but he's really ripped. He fits his jeans really well when he can find them. It should be said.
So he found his jeans.
Well, he's wearing jeans out there now. I don't know where he got them from.
I mean, it's summer. He could have just come in.
Hang on, has he stood up from his desk today? now that you mention it, I don't know.
I must wander
around to his side of the office and look at him from that would
could
give
have
him kind
Zoom
of
call.
Creepy. Now, yeah. I suppose a lot of this stuff happens in airports, that the people forget tickets.
Absolutely.
And
I mean,
there's passports.
There's all sorts of stuff like that, and naked men as well. I mean, it happens to men a lot. They find themselves naked. I had a friend who got locked out of a hotel right beside Bosaurus there. Obviously, drink was taken. He got confused, thought that it was the toilet, but it was the fire escape, and found himself in the street at 6 a.m, kind of hungover
that
drunk.
That happens so often.
It does.
With people.
I mean, and he was begging the reception, please let me in, please. They're like, you're not staying here. I am. I'm in room number. Prove it. So, date of birth had to be checked. Okay, we'll let the naked man back in.
Yes.
So it happens. It does happen. And the hotel were absolutely furious, absolutely furious. But anyway, here is a lady.
A friend of mine, Mick, years ago, was the teetotaler for the night. He was supposed to be driving and picked up the punch bowl and was kind of going, oh, it smells nice, not realising it was a proper Long Island iced tea. 4 hours later, he wasn't driving anywhere. Ended up naked outside a house, climbed in the window, and somehow ended up getting sellotaped to the banister sideways.
So he was sellotaped to the banister sideways. He was the designated driver.
Yeah.
He was naked. Whose house was it?
His mother's.
And where was his mum?
Grandmother found him the next morning, naked, sellotaped to the staircase. And all she did was cover the front genitals with a tea towel.
So the genitals, the private parts,
were on display, and she just put a tea towel over it, tucked it in, patted his head, and got her cup of tea and back up to bed.
A little bit of modesty.
2 hours later, the dad came down and took him off because he was yelling that he needed to go to the bathroom.
So he was reefed out of it. My goodness me. That deteriorated, didn't it?
We were 22, 23, the whole group, and he didn't stay in his parents' house for about 6 months.
And does he admit he got caught out?
Oh, yeah.
He made that mistake.
Big time.
Out of the bowl that had alcohol in it.
And continued, and then made more known then. Kind of going out there putting alcohol. I passed a limit. I can't drive now. We're all going to have to stay in my parents' house.
Jesus, that's really instead getting of going home. Caught out, isn't it?
Yeah. So I have to say, suffice to say that dad's had banned him for her drink and took the keys away for a while and kind of going, that was it. Like 6 months, he wouldn't have anyone sleep over. He wouldn't even stay over. It was functions, Christmas, weddings. They'll always, what stories have we got? Like everybody will always bring up the old story and that one will always come in. What's the most embarrassing? And he trumps it every time.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if it was sellotape to the stairs.
Yeah, I don't know why that would happen. I can understand that you would make a mistake, you know, with a fruit punch and you don't realise that it's a Long Island iced tea and you think it's non-alcoholic. I get that. But how would you sellotape yourself to the staircase? I get the whole naked thing. And then I think the granny acted really well to try and cover up the private parts or the front genitals, as the lady said.
Yes. I wonder what you put a little tea towel over it.
Yeah, I think a tea towel.
A doily. That would be very useful for that kind of thing. It's always best to keep a doily handy in case he's put some front genitals and he's covering.
No, exactly. And she got a cup of tea.
But did somebody else stick him to the... found him there and then stuck him with...
I would say.
Because you get fierce, yeah. Like... burns and stuff.
I would
that,
say the sellotaper was probably someone else that did it for the crack.
Yeah.
You know, here's a naked guy. He's drunk. He's fallen asleep.
Well, literally not. For the crack.
Well, that would be too much. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So, yes. We did mention airport disasters.
Yeah, lots
disasters.
Of stories
yes.
About airport nightmares. And I know I had one myself way back in 2011 involving a boarding pass and Ryanair before the Ryanair app. This guy forgot his wallet.
I've forgotten about... and my wallet, and it made me go mad.
This was a few years ago. I was coming back from a stag at Gatwick. I was in Brighton at a stag, and I didn't have my boarding pass. I only had €36 on me at the time. A new boarding pass was €40, and the lady at the counter said, "I'm sorry, I can't let you off the €4. She rang her superior, who said, "No, I missed my flight. My friend had to miss his flight too to give me €4, but by that stage it was too late, so we both had to buy new flights. Would you have let me off the €4 working in the airline business?"
Yes, of course. €4 is nothing, and it's a big deal for the person who is having that issue. So, of course, it's just for being a good person, because that could be me also.
Yeah, definitely the passport one, driving to the airport.
What happened?
And obviously got to the airport, meant to check in. No passport, but too late. Had to send someone home to go, the taxi home to get the passport, but, you know.
Couldn't make it,
no, definitely not. And lo and behold, I'm heading on a flight today, so hopefully it doesn't work. Hopefully it works out for my benefit that I don't forget the passport, you know.
So try and remember, my trick is to have it in your pocket, in your front pocket.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Always, don't put it in a bag, put it in your pocket.
Or give it to someone more reliable than myself.
So did you have to buy a whole new flight, or was the trip off?
Yeah, no, the trip was put off.
Oh,
completely put off.
Where were you going?
Yeah, Spain.
So yeah. You just didn't go?
Didn't go, no.
Oh,
just
I'm so sorry.
Well, and it wasn't just me. The kids couldn't go either because they were travelling under mine. They're too young, so.
Oh, my goodness me.
You're completely just... Yeah,
so you weren't exactly flavour of the month?
No, not for a long time, I'd say, I think. But it was during COVID, so we were able to plan other things as well. But at the same time, it wasn't ideal. No, I don't think... I think I'm just out of it now. I think I'm back.
Right. That's not an uncommon thing, as we were saying. So what happened to you, Henry?
Yeah, so this is a complicated one. Back in 2011, it was a Brighton stag. There was a lot of drink taken. Basically, my credit card or my laser card was frozen and my friends had run ahead. I had left my boarding pass before they had the app with the boarding pass on it in a bag back in the hotel. And I was short. I had 36 euro on me, not 40. And the Ryanair lady, it was actually pounds, she contacted her colleague. Can I do a pretending to be a lady in England in 2011? And there's a man here and he doesn't have, he's short £4. Can I let him off? No, sorry, we can't let you off. So I missed the flight, and my friends had gone ahead, and I was £4 short, and I couldn't get my credit card or laser cards to work. Obviously, there was hungover drink involved and all the rest of it. So I managed to get through to my friend who came back to give me the €4 or £4, and we both missed our flights. So then I had to buy a new flight for him, because I made him miss his flight, yeah, and me. And it was, I think they were £295 each, because the flight was in an hour. You know, if you book a last minute Ryanair flight,
yeah,
you could pay anything. So so it was Gatwick to Dublin. It was €600 it cost me.
Oh.
And I was working the next day. And it was a real example of being caught out. Everything was working against me. And it was just, to this day, I have learnt. I now understand how to work it on a Ryanair flight. I will never be caught short again. I've got it.
Okay,
it took me a while to figure out.
Good. There was a learning curve there.
Yeah, and that's often my fault. I mean, the listeners will tell me I should have been more organised, and why wasn't my laser card working? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was years ago, but I was going on a skite with a few friends, mm-hmm, and I got the dates mixed up.
Oh, easily done.
Easily done. And on Friday night, one of them was sending me pictures. Yes. I was going, God, are you doing research already for next weekend? And the reply was, no, we're here now. We're wondering where you are.
Oh, my God.
Because I just never showed up.
And they only contacted you when...
Yeah, well, no, one was going out. Yes. One was going out a night earlier than the others.
Okay.
But, you know, it was...
Easily done. I mean, you know, and did you try? Was it too late? You couldn't get
it. It was
too
late, yeah.
Oh, I mean, oh my God. This is it. You need people. Yeah. You need people in your life. We all need them to help us.
Right. One caller says, I don't go to the office because there's a 7-minute walk to the toilet. That's far too risky. When I'm at home, I can literally sit on the toilet with the laptop open. That's heaven. Except if, of course, if you do any Zoom calls with anyone, you want to be really careful about that. My husband went to work with his newly washed work coat and spent the whole day wearing it, only to find he had a pair of knickers stuck to the Velcro on the collar from the tumble dryer. Lucy says, I just pulled it into my local garage and parked around the back. I had the displeasure of witnessing a man who got caught short for a pee. He did a quick look around for anyone looking, but obviously didn't notice me in the car right beside him. Me and the big shiny CCTV camera right over his head. Gross. I'm just about to have my lunch too, says Lucy. Ooh, what are you having for lunch? Lucy, we'd be interested to know. So you met other people with similar stories.
Yeah, I mean, similar stories to you. Here is a man trying to, about his holiday to Scotland.
Yeah, well, me and my wife went to Scotland we booked a flight, return or whatever, and I made the mistake. I thought the flight was 8 o'clock in the evening. Going back, it was 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no, so you got to the airport?
Yeah, I got to the airport. It cost me around £5.50.
So you just had to buy brand new flights at the value that they were charging that day, which was a lot, €550.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it happened a good few years ago. I was, let me say, pissed off.
You were pretty annoyed with yourself?
Yes, yeah.
So that's the biggest time you've been caught out, is it?
Yes, more or less. To do with money anyway, yes, okay. yes.
So my children were all in my husband's passport. And then it changed over, but I hadn't... It changed over, but he's had renewed his passport when this happened. So it happened for a long time. Then they changed over. We were going on holidays. We'd left. We'd 4 children, the 2 older kids. One of them was in the Gaeltacht, and one of them was somewhere else. So we had twins that were just turned 11 or 12. So it was a big deal getting away. Got to the airport, went up, and they were like, in their passports. And we were like, no, they're on my husband's. And they were like, oh, that stopped a year ago.
Oh, no, you were totally caught.
So we were going to the Canaries, and... Oh my God, my son at the time, he was so funny because he actually really liked tea, and he was like, oh well, at least we can have tea when we go home. It was a miserable lashing day, and they were like, if it was Spain, we'd say go home straight away, but because it was the Canaries, they actually, it was Aer Lingus, and they were really helpful, and they got on to the Gran Canaria, to the consulate, literally at the last minute they said, look, you can go, follow that one, and we literally ran onto the plane.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that was it. Yeah, that's my story about getting caught out.
Yeah. How is forgetting your passport, the near essential document for travel, so common? I will never get it, says one texter. Somebody else says, my son arrived at the airport for a trip away. Passport out of date. He paid stupid money for an emergency passport and rebooked flights for the next day. The next day, he left his bag and the new passport on the bus. After hours of running around, he managed to get the bag from a smirking busman. He made the second flight. His name is Owen. He's most likely listening. Remind him to drop the key of the spare room back. So, Owen, for God's sake, don't forget to do this. It was bad enough with the whole passport thing.
The stress.
Cars getting clamped, all that.
I got
clamped once outside the rotunda in the morning.
Did you? Yeah.
Because I'd been there all night at the birth of one of my children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you'd see, but you'd think a clamping person would go, well, you know, they're probably...
Inside. Having a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was terrible. They were probably waiting there in the wings for you.
Yeah.
And then they went,
there you go.
But yeah, like that, I've been clamped too often and I get myself caught out. I just can't get back to the car. And I know people are going to say, why don't you get the app? The app won't work for me because various reasons. Sometimes I swap cars.
Yes, of course.
It doesn't always work, and so I always do cash or I do the tapping thing, but no, I keep getting clamped or I get stuck in an appointment. Anyway, here are stories.
Parked my car maybe illegally in town.
And what happened?
And got clamped, and then all the rest happened, you know yourself, after that. Fine, blah, 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 blah. I was only hit and run, drop outside shopping centre, and that was it, you know. And I spiralled, cost me an arm and a leg.
I mean, you had to wait for them to come along and unclamp you?
Yeah, a bit of a drama, yeah.
Oh, the stress.
Yeah, stress big time, you know. But sure, look, what can you do? You live and learn, Henry.
And it hasn't happened since?
No, I learned my lesson.
Like, if it makes you feel any better, there was one year I managed to get clamped 10 times in that year, and it was the private clampers that got me. Not so much the one that Dublin City Council won. It was the private ones, and they're even more. Sometimes you just can't get back to the car. You know it's run out, but you just can't get back.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, gotcha, yeah.
And I remember one time being stuck in the American embassy, knowing I needed to get back, and I got back and they were putting the clamp on.
Yeah. Don't mess with them lads now.
Yeah, everyone has a story connected to that. Henry, thanks a million. As usual, Henry McGain there. If you have any stories of mishaps, we'd love to hear them.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.